And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday, January 5th. Oh my goodness. It's that, first day back to work after a very long holiday for quite a few people. So I'm with you this morning. I'm sympathetic, empathetic. This is Meg. I'm the host of Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So I thought this morning we don't have a guest first off because it's Monday, January 5th. And why would anyone want to come in at 9 o'clock in the morning on the very first day back at work? I don't know. But I do have guests for the rest of the morning. Of course, Malcolm will be in with Ballinger Publishing. We've got Todd Thompson coming in from the Pensacola Chamber, and Brian will be here with ADX Digital later today. But for now, my thought was I'm going to take this meaning of Pep Talk, which is normally Pensacola expert panel, and maybe just give you a pep talk this morning, as in helping you get this new week, this new year started today. So the good news for the kids, my understanding is that the Escambia County and Santa Rosa County children did not have to go back to school today. The teachers did. They're having a work day today. But for the kids, they get one more day to just sit around and do a whole lot of nothing. Although it's supposed to be gorgeous today, so I hope the kids will get out and play a little bit and enjoy this beautiful Florida weather. And as for the adults, some of you may stay home one more day with the kids. So use this day as your buffer day. This is a good day, if you are off today, one more day, to take some time today and just kind of semi get back into your routine. You take a shower. Start to sort of put your papers together, maybe, and sort of, if you could have set the alarm a little early so you're getting back into that early morning schedule, make sure you've got gas in the car for tomorrow morning. Just some little preventative things that you can do to get started. But if you are on your way back today, and maybe you're even sitting in your office right now, one of the things that I always think is, gosh, is it just me? It isn't that I don't like my job or I don't want to be here. Maybe that's part of it for some folks. But in general, it's just this idea of the freedom is over. Now I have January to look forward to. Right. Now I have January to look forward to. Typically, January is not a particularly exciting month. I will say for Pensacola, it's a little bit better because we do have Mardi Gras. They kicked off with the big pre-parade blessing of the floats and everything this weekend. So it is starting earlier. So that is something to look forward to. I know that January for a lot of folks is sober January if you've over-imbibed during the holidays. And so now today's the day you got to really seriously not drink. So good luck with that. It's not that long, just a day at a time. You can do it. And then, of course, getting back to work, there's this thing, and it actually, of course, has a name now. The experience is called, are you ready? You can take notes if you want to. Re-entry stress. Or, are you ready? Re-entry syndrome. Yes, it is a syndrome. What you're feeling today, you're not crazy. It's the uncomfortable feeling we get when we're upon returning to work from holidays or a long break or away from the workplace. We're unable to settle back into our routine, be it work or simply family. So as you get ready to go back to work, they say try to do a little preemptive preparation. If you're like me, I'm not doing any preemptive preparation. I'm just going to put it all off till this morning. So if that is the case for you, I've got some tips for you to try to kind of, you know, get back into it a little bit slower. So the thing to do is to sort of get into the office, sit down at your desk, and take a deep breath. It's recommended that you just do a little deep inhale, counting all the way up to 10. Hold your breath and then release it. do that a couple of times. That should help just right away. And then some of the things, there's some suggestions that you can follow that might just help you get your day started just a little bit easier, a little bit better as you're getting ready to go back for the holidays. So one of those things is the albatross for me is when I open up my computer and I look and I see that I have 4 billion emails. Oh, gosh. That's the one that gets you, right? So the trick is to just prioritize. Just take it one email at a time. And I know this sounds like I'm not talking down to you. I'm talking about how do I get back into the swing of things. So what's recommended is also to to tackle that one thing that's kind of the hardest to tackle right off the bat. Get that out of the way. So getting the emails, just going through, you kind of know what's important and what's not. So typically go through and just find by the headline, by those first couple of lines, what's a priority, and just group the ones that absolutely, no doubt about it, have to be taken care of today. Most likely you won't have too many of those. So if you can prioritize the ones that just have to be taken care of today, and then just set up a file for some things that could be done tomorrow, and literally move those emails into tomorrow's file, and then you start to have a little relief from the stress. So that's one of the things that can really help you. Another thing is to just slow it down. Don't get all stressed out with trying to return every phone call that you have and everything that you have to do. Just make a priority list of the people you need to call back today. You can even know who's urgent and who's not urgent and what needs to be taken care of. When it comes to staff, if you have a supervisor or you are a supervisor, take that moment to talk to everybody. Just take a few minutes, go around, say good morning, how was your holidays, get those little conversations going, and then let everybody know, hey, everybody, today is regroup day. We're not going to put any pressure. Get done what you need to get done and try to get organized, and let's just all know that we're all in the same boat. We're all trying to get back into the swing of things. So that's another thing to do is communicate with your coworkers. Let them know what you've got on your plate. And if there is a deadline or a priority coming up, especially if you're in an accounting office or something like that, you're probably going to have to hit the ground running. But if you can, at the very least, make sure that you take care of you. So if you come in and you have things, you've got to get it focused right away. One of the ways to do that too, schedule some breaks today. Don't just force yourself to sit at the desk and work straight through from 9 until 7 and stay late. Definitely take some time and schedule a real lunch break. Not a lunch sitting at your desk eating a sandwich. That's not a break, which is something I was guilty of doing during my career. But really, schedule a little break. Like, it's 9:15 now, so maybe around 10:30-ish. Just get up, stretch, walk around a little bit, even if it's just walking around the office. If you can, just take a moment, go outside, just take a deep breath and stretch, because your body's not used to sitting at the computer anymore, and your body may not be used to moving around. You've been watching football for 2 weeks. So just do a little movement and then go back to your desk. You'll find that even just maybe just a 2-minute break like that can actually help your stress level. And then when you get back, make sure you take a lunch, even if it's just a half hour lunch, but be sure that you're eating properly so that you don't get that low blood sugar thing going on in the afternoon. Because that's the worst, when it's about 2 or 3 o'clock and you just feel gassed out. That's usually because we haven't had a decent lunch and our blood sugar's gotten low. So one tip that I know of is to keep a little bit of fruit around. So if you have a banana or you have an apple, an orange, something in your desk that you can just kind of nibble on, that will just boost your blood sugar and help you kind of maintain and eliminate that stress. And one of the other things that you can do is, as the afternoon goes on, just take a look at what you've got done and actually tell yourself, oh, I've gotten a lot done today. It's that self-talk, because I have the critic that goes, you're not getting it done. You haven't done it done. You got this. And then the voice in my head can get very, very loud. So do what you can to keep that voice quiet. When you hear that, just say, thanks for sharing. I'm getting a lot done today. I'm not going to get 2 weeks worth of work done in one day. So Monday, let it be today, be your re-entry day, your day to just kind of get organized, regroup, just ease into it. We always feel like we have to rush into it, get it all done. I'm going to have to get ahead. Well, give yourself a little break today. And you can say, yeah, I heard Meg on the radio and she told me to take it easy. You can blame me. I'll take it. I can take it. But it's the day back after a long holiday. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. I certainly did. And be sure and just take care of yourself. Ease into it. Just do the things that you absolutely have to do and make a list of what you've got to get done by the end of the week. But you don't have to get it all done today. So give yourself a little break today and be proud of yourself for just showing up. Sometimes that's the best we can do. But it'll get better. It'll get easier. We've all done this a million times. But I just wanted to give you a little pep talk to say, hey, you're great. You got this today. You got it. You got up. You're on your way. You're getting into the office. Tomorrow will be fun because you're going to have to get the kids on their way. So take care of yourself today. And my other secret, keep a little chocolate in your desk. If you like a little something sweet, give yourself a little treat. But what I do know for sure is to just take care of yourself and know you've got this today. No worries. It's going to be a fabulous beginning of a fabulous new year. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. If you got any tips on how to start back to work, feel free to text those in or comment at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing their Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, dinner in an Aria at Jackson's, Pensacon at the Fish House, Valentine's Day, and so much more on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's. Just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The phone number here, 850-437-1620. If you've got a little something-something that you would like to talk about or a comment that you'd like to make about getting back to work today, that's what we're talking about. So one of the things, too, that you can do is just think about all the good things that you've got planned coming up for this year. There's a lot of wonderful things around the corner. We've got Mardi Gras coming up, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And you can find out about all the different events that we've got going on at Pensacola Mardi Gras. You can look that up. You can think about all the different things that are headed our way. Of course, I couldn't believe it. I went to the store yesterday, and what do you know? They'd already taken down Christmas, and they had Valentine's up already. All the Valentine's candy and pink and red stuff. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. I feel like the holidays come quicker than I'm ready for them. So I'm still just getting over Christmas, if you want to know the truth. Be sure, and I'm going to plug that you get that flu vaccine if you can, because they're saying now to, you know, take care of your health, make sure that you get plenty of sleep, try to get back into your regular routine of a good night's sleep, and then also just making sure that you're eating well. Try not to eat as many carbs now. If you're trying to lose a little weight, don't do anything extreme. Just make sure that you just cut back a little bit. That my tendency is I'm going to lose it all in the month of January, you know, but just take it easy. Maybe find a food plan that'll work for you that will just help you modify a little bit. And the other thing to incorporate, of course, which we hear all the time ad nauseum, is physical exercise. So my definition, when I hear that, I immediately think of Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day when he was in the gym and he had his program and workout videos. Remember the old Jane Fonda workout video? Oh my God, that's definitely from another era. However, they're still out there, all those videos, all those things to do. But, you know, there's so many different fitness clubs around town, so many places that you can go that are much more relaxed, that they have trainers there that you can work with. You can get yourself back into a routine. But I have some friends that, as we've developed a sense of what can I do just to feel good, instead of making exercise be like, I have to exercise. One of the things that's really nice, especially here in Pensacola, just take a walk. Get some little headphones or a headset or whatever and decide you're just going to walk around the block to start. Not that far. You know, might even be, I don't even know how much is a block, quarter of a mile. But just getting started, just moving your body again, just getting up off the couch. It won't take you very long, 15, 30 minutes. If you start there, then at some point you might find yourself wanting to increase it a little bit each week and get to the point where, you know, maybe you're walking a mile a day. Maybe you're walking two or three, I mean, which is a lot. But the other side of it is, do it off your phone. Don't be on your phone answering messages and working while you're walking. Use it as a chance to listen to some music. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a little meditation tape or something. That there's a great app called Calm. And if you join Calm, then it has nighttime apps, things to help you sleep, ways to get up in the morning. I mean, just so many different things you can use. But use those tools that are available to you to help your body relax. But I do know that I used to be a runner. I actually, believe it or not, I actually ran the New York City Marathon in 1993, made it all the way to the end. Very proud of that whole event, had a great time. But I used to run about 5 miles a day. And that was before we had great running shoes. So nowadays you have great running shoes, but you know what? They're saying there's a great value in just walking, just a very, you know, comfortable pace, walk for a certain amount of time, decide that you're going to walk 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and just have a goal. And you can start out in January right now. Gosh, this week, perfect weather to start walking. So a walking routine can really help you get back into the new year. So try to walk if you can, do a little walking. If you've got time to go to the gym and maybe work out a little bit, that's always a good thing. Then swimming is another option. We've got several pools in this area. Pensacola State College has a pool. UWF has a pool. The Y has a pool. That's an easier thing, especially if you've got some knee or hip issues. Swimming can be so relaxing and so, so good for you. So just coming up with some ideas maybe to get your new year started to where you'll be feeling better. And then here's the big one. Get enough sleep. I've gotten into the habit now of staying up late and watching just one more episode of Netflix. Just one more episode. And I find myself staying up way too late. So try to get back into that routine. If you can get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep, some people get by on 6. And if that works for you, great. But 3, 4, 5, probably not going to work. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night, try to just get right back to sleep if you can. But there's plenty of things you can do. A little melatonin can help you sleep through the night. It's a natural a mineral that you can take right before you go to sleep that helps. And, you know, find a way to get into that sleep routine. So it's all about routine and getting your body used to getting up and getting going again. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have any hints on how you can start your day, feel free to text them in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering 1-bedroom apartments for $799 and 2 bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pep Talk. Good morning to you. My name is Meg, and I'm your host. And we're talking today about, getting back to work. It's not that bad. You've got this. And I'm here to pep you up this morning and give you some motivational thoughts. Now, my first thought was, I'm going to go and I'm going to look up inspirational quotes. Y'all, I found these quotes about, you know, get up and do your best. And those and it just made me nauseous, to be honest with you. You know, there's always that one person in the office that's like, I'm so happy to be back. Well, I typically wake up with Eeyore. Remember Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? Who goes, oh, it's another day. I'm back at work. Well, I'm trying to be Winnie this morning. I was going to say Pooh, but that doesn't sound quite right. I'm trying to be Winnie this morning and give you some motivational, fun, uplifting thoughts. So with that in mind, I thought I would find a couple of humorous quotes about going back to work. So let me just give a caveat here. I did not write these. I just found them on the ever-loving internet. So here's one that I particularly like. This is a quote from Jerome K. Jerome. It says, I like work. It fascinates me. I can sit and look at it for hours. And here's another one. And you can use this on your boss. I pretend to work and they pretend to pay me. Ooh, there you go. Okay, I like this one. My job is fun. I should change this line once in a while. My brain has started to realize that I'm lying to it every morning. And that's from the very famous Anonymous. And here you go. This is probably one of the best ones. Whatever you do, always give 100%, unless, of course, you're donating blood. I'm sorry, I have a warped sense of humor, but I thought that was pretty humorous. So whatever you do, don't give 100% if you're giving blood. Have a good day today at work. We're going to be here all morning trying to do what I can and what my guests can to lift you up today, to get you in a good mood, to get you started, to take care of yourself today. Oh, he just walked into the studio. Malcolm Ballinger is here, and we're going to get Malcolm on and talking about all the fun things to do to get back into the spirit of work. Right, Malcolm?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.